Christmas lights. Where are the Christmas lights? Where are all the Christmas lights on the houses and apartments in every town, countryside, and city in this country? Where are they? What has happened to the old traditions of lighting up your home and your yard? To my eye, there has been a sharp drop in Christmas decorations and lights in American homes and apartments this year. Am I alone in thinking this? Or do others agree with me on this? A YouGov poll, 3,000-person YouGov poll, showed that 43% of American households put up outdoor lights during the Christmas season. It varies by region. Americans who live in the West, 56% do. In the South, 53%. People in the Northeast, only 40%. And in the Midwest, 35% say they usually decorate their yard or exterior of their home. I have no current data to back up my finding that Christmas lights are nowhere near as prevalent as they have been in the past. However, I do have some anecdotal evidence. When I was in Florida this past Thanksgiving weekend, my sister Judy and I drove around her neighborhood near the city of Stuart. We counted the number of homes that had Christmas lights up in their yard or on their trees or hedges or strung up on their windows. Only one home in every 50 homes, 2%, had lights up and shining brightly. Egad, I said to myself, this is terrible. I love lights of Christmas. They are so important to not only celebrating the special holiday, but also for the joy they bring to every human being seeing them. Just imagine what the bright and beautiful Christmas lights can do for a young child. Just imagine how Christmas lights can enhance an older person's day as they walk or drive by. The lights of Christmas can be so uplifting. They add a brightness to the night that extends into the day. The lights of Christmas are particularly important this year as we come out of the years of COVID and beyond. The pandemic has taken its toll on everyone, and thousands obviously suffered during that period of time, and we're still coming out of it. And we've all felt, as a result, some sadness and disorientation. To me, it's all the more reason to shower our homes with bright lights. Yes, I know there's some arguments on why homes are not lit up. Some say they're saving on electrical use. Some may be concerned about the cost of the lights and the electricity needed. Others may say it's too early to put up Christmas lights. More will be put up closer to Christmas. Believe it or not, a recent survey indicated that 3% of homeowners put up their Christmas lights on Christmas Day itself. Others are concerned about possible fire risk. And there may be other reasons, too. My feeling is that Christmas lights should be up for months, beginning in late September. In fact, why not have them up all year round? A recent survey by House Method of 4,000 homeowners showed that 4% of the homes keep their lights up year round. If they can make one child smile, if they can make one elderly person feel a little bit better, if they can help a parent pause during the day and reflect on how precious their lives are and the lives of their kids, if any of these things can happen as a result of seeing wonderfully beautiful lights illuminating the darkness, then to me it's worth doing. Bottom line, Christmas lights make you feel happier. Psychologist Deborah Serrani stated on Today that Christmas decorating will spike dopamine, a feel-good hormone. It will lift your mood. Psychoanalyst Steve McEwen, in an interview, also added, "In a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate to things that make them happy, and Christmas decorations evoke these strong feelings of childhood. Decorations are simply an anchor or pathway to those childhood magical emotions of excitement. So putting up these Christmas decorations early extends the excitement." I follow their advice and my own feelings. For years, I have strung a connected series of white lights along an 80-foot-long ficus hedge. I keep them up for 6 months of the year. They bring a smile to my face every time I look at them. They're festive. They reflect the holiday spirit. They brighten my nights for sure. Thank God for Christmas lights.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.